For his all that I suffer, and Lord says, I myself search for my sheep, as a shepherd looks for all his scattered flock when he is with them. So I'll look after my sheep. I will rescue them from the places they were scattered on a day of clouds and darkness. I will bring them out of the nations and gather them from the countries, and I will bring them into their own land. I will pasture them on the mountains of Israel and the ravines and all the settlements in the land.
I will tend them in a good pasture, and the mountain heights of Israel will be their grazing land. And they will lie down in the good grazing land, and there they will feed in rich pasture on the mountains of Israel. I myself will tend to my sheep and have them lay down, declares the Sovereign Lord. I will search for the lost and bring back the strays. I will bind up the injured and strengthen the weak. But the sleek and the strong I will destroy. I will shepherd the flock with justice.
We know that we have come to know him if we keep his commands. Whoever says, I know him, but does not do what he commands is a liar, and the truth is not in that person. But if anyone obeys his word, love for God is truly made complete in them. This is how we know we are in him. Whoever claims to live in him must live as Jesus did.
There we go.
Dear friends, I am not writing you a new command, but an old one, which is one you have had since the beginning. This is an old command, is the message you have heard. Yet I am writing you a new command. Its truth is seen in him and you in you, because the darkness is passing and the truth is light is already shining.
Okay. Now you guys have been reading these passages and talking about it like the whole year. So you're experts on this, on everything I'm going to say. So every time I say something, you know, you don't say it out loud, but you can go, yeah, that's right, right on. Okay? I'm looking for some thumbs. Let me see your thumbs. All right. Okay. You know, the Bible doesn't talk much about games. I always thought that was kind of peculiar, right? That it doesn't talk about Jesus when he was a boy playing tag with his friends, but I bet he did. And it doesn't say that he played hide and seek, but I bet that Jesus played hide and seek with his friends. I did when I was a kid. Have any of you ever played hide and seek? Okay, so right, we're on the same page. That's good. I love playing hide and seek. I thought it was fun to try to hide, to find the very best place. And I love being the seeker, the one that had to find the people that were hiding. And sometimes I remember one time, I had such a good hiding spot that they never found me, and I fell asleep. It was in the bottom of a closet, and I had a bunch of coats I had put over top of me so they couldn't see me. I fell asleep, and I think they quit playing hide-and-seek, and I just slept the whole afternoon. Have you ever had something like that? Something like that? No? Well, maybe I'm weird. Some of you. Come on. Somebody throw me a bone here. All right. Now, that's a good time we like to hide, right? With our friends or playing a game. Sometimes we say, we just want to be alone. Sometimes I'm just tired, or I just want to read a book. Sometimes, you know, things have been really intense, a lot of drama going on in the house. And I say, I'd like to just go to my room and be by myself and be quiet. You ever feel like that? Sure. I think we all have. Sometimes, you know, I the confession time. Sometimes I've done things, especially when I was a kid, where I was really embarrassed. Like, oh, why did I do that? That wasn't good. I didn't feel happy that I had done that. And I wanted to be alone because I was just embarrassed. And I just want nobody to see me because I'm just too embarrassed about the stupid thing that I did. Now, sometimes we're alone because we're lost. Now, we go for a walk in the woods and we get off the trail and then you can't figure out which way is which anymore. Like, that's really scary time to be alone. And sometimes, think about this, sometimes we're lost and we don't even know it. Right? We think we're doing fine, we think we're in the right place, and we're just lost. Well, God is the great seeker. He's the one that looks out for us. He's the one that's pursuing us. He wants to find us. He doesn't want us to be alone. He says, you know, even when you're in your quiet place by yourself, God is still there. Because he says, I love you so much that I will always be with you. 24/7. You wake up in the middle of the night because you need a drink of water. You know what? God is still there. Every second he's watching you. And that's because he loves us and he wants to find us. There's a story in Genesis. Remember, if you ever heard this story, you probably did. You know, God created the world and he created people and everything was super good. Perfect, actually. And then Adam and Eve, they sinned. They did what they weren't supposed to do. You've heard that story? And then Adam and Eve hear God is coming. They hear him coming into the garden. And they freak out. They're so embarrassed because they have done the worst thing. They've broken the one thing God said not to do. And they tried to hide. And God said, Adam, where are you? And he searched and searched and he didn't give up. And they became connected again. And even though they had been like very disobedient, even though they had sinned, a terrible word, God said, this is how I am going to fix it. And eventually he fixed it because of Jesus. Right? Jesus is the solution to the problem. And because God loves us like that, we have hope and we have joy. Right? The answer to our loneliness is Jesus. That's great. And that's kind of what the cadets, you guys, have been talking about that especially. Right? Your theme is God seeking us. Right? That God looks for us and God finds us. And because he does, we have hope and joy and all these good things. That was what you've talked about pretty much all year. The gems, your theme was in his steps. And I love that. I love, guys, I loved your theme and your Bible verse. Girls, I loved your theme and I loved your Bible verse. Because what it does, it says that it's wonderful to know what God is like. And that's kind of what the cadets were all talking about. Who is God? What does he do? He's the one who seeks us and finds us. Right? You girls said, okay, knowing that that is true, what are we supposed to do? What does it mean for us as girls, as Christian girls who know Jesus, what are we supposed to do? What does God want us to do when he finds us and he heals us and he blesses us? There's three things that was in your Bible passage about what we're supposed to do when we are found. It says we are to walk in his steps. But I put that into the three things we're supposed to remember. Okay. Because God found us, your verse taught us, and you tell us, that we are to remember God. God came after us, God found us, God loved us, God saved us, and now you say, and we have to remember him. We can't let the goodness of God be like something we forget all about. No, we're going to remember God. We're going to remember that he loves us. We're going to remember that he blesses us. And we're going to remember that he gives us hope. So, Gems, thank you for reminding us to remember God. It's really important. The second thing that you told us is that we have to remember not just who God is. We have to remember who we are. Who are you? Who am I? Who is every one of us in this place? What you have said to us is that you and I and they are people who have value, who are worth a whole lot. Now, Jesus died on the cross, right? That was terrible. His suffering, can't even imagine how terrible it was. The only reason that he did that was because he loves you. And I'll tell you a secret. If you were the only person in the world, Jesus would have died just for you. Every single one of you is so valuable to God that Jesus would have died just for you. Thanks for telling us that, for reminding us about that. We also have to remember that we are not only loved by God, which we are, and you are, we are also loved by God's people. And like a church, you know what, that's what a church is supposed to be. A church is a group of people who know God and want everyone to know that they are loved. That's why a church is really an important thing, right? Because it's where we hear that we're loved. And we experience that love. And it's so nice that God loves us and we sing about the love of God. But it's also great that when Christian people say, I love you. I love you, kids. I love all of you. And you, I know, love me. And I know that we love each other. I hope that in your cadet club and in your Gems club, that you can say, yep, all these girls, yep, all these boys, they're my buds. And I love them because God made you special and God loves you. You're someone who's been saved. Now, another thing that we should remember, this is the third thing, right? We got to remember God, who he is, hallelujah. We got to remember who you are and I am, a person of value and worth, loved and saved by God. And the third thing is we have to remember that he has a mission for us. He has a call for you, that he doesn't just want to save you and then forget about you. No. He wants to save you and then equip you so that you can do good things and go do them in the name of Jesus. And therefore, we say, we're going to follow him. And we're going to try to be like Jesus, loving and obedient and kind. And we're going to serve him. We're going to serve him by being the boys and girls and the men and women that right now who we are. Each in our own way, with the gifts we've been given, we're going to say, thank you, Jesus, and we will remember what we're supposed to do. So, girls, thank you. Thumbs up? Right on. Right on, boys? Right on. Okay. So, remember, this is it. God seeks us so that we can follow in His steps and find together every good thing in Jesus. All right. That's it. It's lovely, lovely themes. We want to be a people together as GEMS and cadets and as people that are worshiping together to have our own testimony, to have something that we can say together that this is true and this is what we believe. And on these words we stand, thanks be to God. And our testimony of faith is going to be on the screen. And why don't you stand up if you can? And if you can't stand up in your body, lift up your heart to God. And let's say this in unison so that this becomes our communal testimony of faith. Say this. Although I don't always do what's right, I want to walk and talk like Jesus. Lord, teach me to obey your word so I can give my all like Jesus. Help me to put others first and to show love like Jesus. I want to live like someone who follows him. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I give my all for Jesus.